Except for the people in the room. Don't go anywhere because we'll be here for the next half hour with you. On Smooth 98.2.
What song can we play now?
Well,
we are the world.
Well, Delilah.
What should we play?
I've met the most wonderful woman.
What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what does she look like?
She has large, ample breasts and a nice, tight vajayjay.
Uh-huh.
And a huge can. But, you know, I met her in church, but I think I have homosexual tendencies, but I think I'm going to marry her, you know, just to conform, because homosexuality is a sin.
Well, that's definitely what you should do.
So could you play me a song, Delilah?
What song would you like to hear?
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. Play an intro.
Of course. Oh my God, it's tea time. Can I tease your hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Crow! Monkey!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 261.
This is Ricky.
And
thank you for downloading.
This is Julian.
And today's date is still Sunday, February 7th, 2010.
Correct.
I have not said the other date.
The other date.
Mm, good. Since I fucked up.
Good for you.
I should have beeped that shit out. No one ever would have known. But, you
except
know,
me.
I don't edit.
That's kind of like me doing the floors the other day.
Uh-huh.
And everybody out there, by doing the floors, I mean I mopped and polished the hardwood floors in here. And Ricky's like, why? I'm like, because they're dirty and dull. He said, well, who's going to see it? I'm like, me.
Joan.
Well, and then after I did it yesterday, you're like, maybe I should do the floors in my room. Because they're really shiny now.
I might do that today, actually.
Oh, Veritable Virgo, I was telling a story to Ricky yesterday about that. Attention, Republicans. Beverly Leslie is a homosexual. I repeat, Beverly Leslie is a homosexual.
If anybody can pull out a Will and Grace quote, it will fucking be Julian.
Well.
And especially if it's Karen.
Yeah.
He knows all of them.
I do.
I do like Will and Grace, though. It's probably one of my favorite shows.
I haven't watched any in a while, though.
Me either. We have episodes 1 through 4, or I'm sorry, seasons 1 through 4, hint, hint.
Well, I have all 8 seasons.
Yeah. But I want all 8 seasons, and my birthday's coming up.
And now I have season 1 of the Jeff Foxworthy show. Courtesy of Joe and Dallas.
I forgot to say this on the last show, but I will be celebrating my birthday in Chicago.
Chicago.
March 3rd through the 7th. We're going to have a listener meetup on the 5th. I still haven't decided where it's going to be. I'm still working with La Lauren on that.
And he'll have the listener gangbang later
afterwards.
That night on the 5th. Yeah.
Right. And if you're not at least 5, don't come.
Inches?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, but you guys, if you're close and you'd like to come see me, that would be great. I'm thinking I suggested maybe Hamburger Mary's, but I don't know yet. I'm trying to make a central location for everybody.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm too poor to afford to fly all over the country, so I'll just have to see some of the listeners when Gay Days rolls around.
Yeah, which is in June. So I know Veritable Virgo, I believe he's coming.
Right.
And then...
Are we going to do the podcast for dinner again this year?
I think
because
so, but I don't know who's doing
God,
it.
Let's not eat at that fucking same restaurant again.
I don't think they...
That was awful.
We'll do something different.
I am not paying $70 for a horrible, horrible buffet of caribou meat. Or whatever the fuck that was laid up on there.
I think there was mealworms in there, too, or something.
God. Nicole was like, can we go to McDonald's afterwards?
Hot Cub, I have not been to the Wet and Wild thing during Gay Days, but I hear it's fun, and they closed the whole park down for a while.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
We should do that.
I know.
But,
you know, the poor filter on that pool is working overtime with all the hair clogged up in it.
True. I think that should be you. I think you should have to shave before you get in there, because some people have nasty hair.
Doesn't that kind of
defeat the purpose?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you have gross hair, I should say that.
Okay.
If you look like Chewbacca, no.
Yeah.
I can't remember the noise he made. Nessa just text messaged me. She goes, 5? Don't you mean 7? Jesus, you know you won't feel 5.
She's so right.
Taylor the latte boy's in. Yay!
Well, welcome to the room, Taylor.
I don't think he's ever been here during the show.
I don't remember him. Define gross hair.
Gross hair is hair that, like, if you're in the pool and your hair is, like, all wavy and it's, like, grabbing people and it's nasty, then, no, you don't need to be in the pool. You need to be over at the barber shop getting your shit cut, okay?
And, okay, if you're 60 or older?
No.
You probably have...
You should not be at Wet n Wild.
Gross hair.
Yeah. And you should not be at Wet n Wild. Just saying.
Yeah. When the hair coming out of your ears
is floating
is
in the
longer
water.
Than the hair on your back.
God damn, that's gross.
Your ear's hair is stabbing me.
If your nose hair is grabbing people and sucking them inside of you, you probably shouldn't be there.
That's like your ass.
Mine's shaved, thank you very much.
Yeah, but it still grabs people and sucks them inside of you.
Like, you should talk.
Whatever. I'm tight as a 12-year-old virgin.
A Polk County virgin.
Get off me, Daddy. You're crushing my smokes.
No, you crushed my smokes. Shit. Oh my God, that was funny.
Are you gonna be okay? Okay. And yes, they have virgins in Polk County. You'll find them in the maternity ward. And Pooh Bear, do / Nick, and you can change your name.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh, my stomach hurts. That was funny as shit.
Are you okay?
Get off me, Daddy. You crushed my smooth.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Damn, that was hilarious. Oh, we got another phone call.
I have another.
Oh shit! Look at Andrea. Hey
there,
you go, girl.
Hey, girl.
Oh, I like that tattoo.
I have a couple of topics from last night before we go into phone calls or anything.
Okay.
One is something you made me put on in the show notes. You're like, ooh, and you were drunk.
Oh. Oh, of course.
And you're like, ooh, put this in the show notes. Stonewall and Judy Garland. I bet you made me put in the show notes while you were drunk.
Because because we're talking about Lady Gaga. No, who was it? No, Cher dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, God, you know what's going to happen if Cher dies? There's going to be another Stonewall riot because those faggots were pissed when Judy Garland died. And then 3 days later, they tried to get... You know, they try to fuck with them.
Them drag queens took their pumps off. God damn it, they were fighting.
I'm sorry, I can't get over this.
Are you high, Clary? God damn. Well, how about us going...
The virgin's been in maternity ward.
How about us going to Taco Bell or making Gigi drive through Taco Bell last night after the bar?
And okay. Let me breathe first.
Because we were drunk and we wanted some Taco Bell, of course.
Oh.
So we went through the drive through at Taco Bell.
Yes.
And Gigi's like, "What do you want, Ricky?" And you're like, "I want this, this, and I want a chicken ranchero chicken soft taco." And she's like, "A chicken ranchero chicken soft taco?" He's like, "Yeah, that's exactly what I want. Tell him that." She's like, "Chicken ranchero chicken soft taco."
Oh, God.
And you're like, "Yeah, say it like that."
Oh, no, but then we're driving away, and they hand Julian his bag. He goes, "One of my tacos are in your bag." I was like, "But we're going home to eat." He's like, "I know, I'm just saying." He got all kinds of pissy last night with his taco. I was like, "Fuck."
Well, that shit was good. You know, when we got home, we tore that shit up.
And it was even worse because they gave us like a double order of some shit. Like,
"Here, Gigi, eat this."
Yeah. "Here, Gigi, I got you something."
You're like, they didn't put my Mexi melt in here.
But there's 10 extra
tacos. Goddamn.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My head hurts now.
Upstairs or downstairs? Belly.
Both.
No. So was the
I'm sorry.
I will have to slap you. Oh my God.
I don't know why that is so funny
you,
to
girl,
me.
Girl, you got the spirit of Jesus up in you.
Yeah!
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry, people, if that's getting on your nerves. I'll try to stop laughing. I'm sorry.
Chicken ranchero, chicken soft taco.
Yes, exactly.
Which I have no fucking idea what that is, but
it's a chicken soft taco with some kind of special sauce on it. I don't know what it
chicken
is.
Chicken ranchero sauce?
Yes. Oh, wow. All right, get myself under control.
Girl, you got the devil in you. No. Cramps.
All right, so... All right, so we have another call from Brittany, the time traveler. You ready?
I am always ready.
Hey, y'all, this is Brittany again. I just wanted to let you in on inside exclusive Britney Spears song. I want to thank Beyonce for giving me the idea. It's going to benefit the Haiti Relief Fund. It's called All My Single Haiti's. Put a ring on it. Look out for it on iTunes. Number one, y'all.
Stop laughing. That is not funny.
All the single Haiti's put a ring on it.
That is not funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Oh, poor things.
And their poor mud huts.
That's bad. Stop. You're making me laugh about something that's not funny.
Somebody actually got my "I'm going to get you, sucker" quote.
Best movie. Or Bon Qui Qui.
Yeah.
I have my conversation. Stop interrupting me.
Road. Welcome,
security.
Welcome to King Burger, where you can get it your way, but don't get crazy.
Security, come get her. Thank you, Brittany, the time traveler. We need more of her to actually call in because she's hilarious.
We love her.
Okay. Okay. I have got to stop laughing like that. We had several people.
Ricky had his funny bone tickled as opposed to the regular bone he has tickled.
We had some more people respond to the map. Haunt Cub, who is in the room, is from Bear, Delaware.
Where?
Bear, Delaware.
Sounds like a fun place.
And he's like, "Yes, I have Bear on my driver's license."
We did put Kim Beaver on in the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, because she's the only person that can fit on that island.
Yeah, right. At least on the map.
So, yeah, she's the only one that's not in the United States. We haven't had any international listeners contact us yet.
Well, we know we got Aussie listeners.
I'm waiting from somebody from Botswana.
I'm pretty sure we can probably
take off the African continent.
Africa, Russia, and China.
Yeah, because China probably isn't allowed to listen to us.
And probably unbeknownst to us, we're probably like a cult hit in Japan.
Right.
Oh, my God, Enrique-san.
Fat Jesus.
Pendova, we want to see if your ass really that big.
Need some Ambien or foul monkeys. That's big fatty.
What?
Someone just logged in that says need some Ambien or FM.
Yeah.
Whatever. Why is that like racist?
What?
They said we're racist.
Because I'm doing a Japanese voice?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that's racist. I thought that was just...
Yeah, it's racist.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. Whatever.
But, you know, I don't think we have... Aww. In Japan, we're known as four monkeys.
That's racist.
They love four monkey.
That's the name of our next show.
I love it.
They rub four monkeys. Julian has tears. I rub four monkeys. Team Jurin. So funny.
That's Jurian. My poor dog's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well.
Shut up. She don't know I take crazy pills.
Oh.
Road.
Trucker Alex says, you are still the best thing out there. And I guess Julian will do now that he hates Crocs too. Love you guys.
Yeah. You hear that, big fatty? The best thing out there.
Four monkeys, me rub you wrong time.
What do you get for $10? Everything you want.
All right, let's see. We had Ken email us saying where he's from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He says, your story, Ricky, about the eagle was so funny. You need to come to Toronto. At least our eagle has a red light in the back room so you can see somewhat, but maybe sometimes it's not worth it to see. Oh, Lord. All right. Phone call. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. We need to put a pin on Wasilla.
We do. Yes, because the only person from Wasilla is her.
Shit down. Holy fuck me in the ass.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Bonky key sketch.
Oh, I didn't know Drew Ray G was in the room.
Hey.
He's been mighty quiet. That was fucking loud, Ricky.
Sorry. You know what? You get what you pay for.
Well,
that's waking you up, big fatty.
You know what? Ricky has to reach, could reach 6 inches and slide that lever down to turn that fucking...
But I didn't, because I just took my headphones off instead, because I can do that.
Yeah, you're lazy.
Here we go.
Fuck.
Hey, guys, it's the Drummer Sticks. Just saying that you guys are doing a great job with the show right now. It's really funny. I'm actually listening and doing laundry at the same time. Yes, I'll send another picture of me doing laundry. Mm. And... Ricky, you're going to have to work on trying to get me to get naked because Julian's doing a much better job when he talks about cars.
Oh! Yeah, we text and talk about car stuff.
Yeah, you're such... I hate you.
We were talking back and forth and he was talking about racing some little punk in a... Fart can Honda Civic. Yeah. And I'm like, I just let the rumble of my V8 do the talking. He's like, stop it. You're getting me turned on.
Whatever. I'll talk about anything you want me to talk about. I'll do it.
There's a difference between talking about it and knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah, that car thingy.
I got a purple Volkswagen. Does that count?
No. Rice burner.
With a broken key.
Yeah. It has a lot of broken stuff on it.
Yeah, right.
Poor thing.
Mainly what's in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Bitch. We got another call. Here we go.
Really, Ricky? Mexican houseboy? Really? You know what? That's strike two, baby. Bye, Julian.
Oh, oh my God. Oh.
This is Julian Feel the Love Week.
Right, I know.
Oh,
Julian's been so happy with everything that he has. He's gotten like all these photos, and some people didn't even send me the photo. Ugh. Disgusting. That's so disgusting. You people don't know what else is right.
Well, they're finally realizing actually how low I will go to make them happy, so to say.
I'm sorry, I was reading email, so.
Yeah, I was wondering why you're spacing out there.
I don't appreciate that, Drummer Sticks, at all.
I do appreciate that, Drummer Sticks. And I will be happy to receive a picture of you doing laundry.
Mm.
Especially
that was the wrong answer anyway. He should have said...
Especially if, you know...
You're in your underwear.
Low on clothes and are just in your
or
underwear.
Or you just happen to be in your jockstrap. So, poor Ricky. Can we send... Yes! You can send me Valentine's Day gifts if you want. I would love that. So just to let you know that Julian's not the only person to get dirty pictures anymore. And let me just say this. Don't be pulling pictures offline because we can tell. And if we want to look at naked men online, we could do that ourselves. We need to see the naked men of our listeners.
Yeah, that's important.
Yes. So... No, I don't want VD.
I don't want VD for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Drummer Sticks. What kind of underwear are you folding right now? Oh, boxer briefs.
Love the boxer briefs.
Why don't you take a picture of yourself in your boxer briefs, and then we'll talk about...
And send it to Julian.
We'll talk about, like, John Deere tractors or something.
Racist.
Why is that racist? They don't use John Deere tractors. They hand pick everything.
How dare you? You are horrible racist.
That was not racist.
That is. You can send your hate mail to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
No, I do not want dirty used underwear
and
for
you can
Valentine's
send your
Day.
Pictures and boxer briefs to Julian.
No, you better send it to me. Because I'll be upset. Real mad.
Angry.
Oh, my God. They use rickshaws now, not tractors.
Except in Japan, those would be lickshaws.
Yeah. Oh, my face is warm. These pictures of Andrea, I just want to be like, Andrea, are you a lesbian or are you straight or what?
Drummer Stick said
she looks kind of young.
Drummer
too.
Stick says his birthday's next week and he wants to hear us sing for him.
Like right now?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe we could record something.
Well, I would say,
and only him
next week when it's actually his birthday.
Yeah, but we'll record something and we'll send it to him so only he can hear it.
Well, you sang that stupid P.O. Box song earlier.
Well, I know, but that one was fun. Oh, Andrea's a lesbian. See, that's the type of lesbian I like right there.
Not like the scary ones at the...
Not scary butch. I'm going to kick your ass.
What did that t-shirt lesbian have on their t-shirt the other day?
WNBA. And then the other one said, I love beer.
Yeah, I love beer.
With a heart on it.
I was trying to get a picture of it, and I'm like, either I'm going to get a really good picture or I'm going to get my ass beat. Either way, it's probably going to be worth it.
Right. But I like these kind of lesbians. They're not like mean, like, they're not going to look like they're going to make you, like, they're going to stuff their flannel shirt in your mouth or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Ricky tried to get a version going of the Trailer Park White Trash game, the one to 100, except one being Queenie gay and 100 being, like, Melissa Etheridge, Butch Dyke lesbian. And I'm like, you mean, like, everybody at this table right here?
Right.
There are, like, six of them that were talking about rebuilding transmissions.
Andrea said, if I wanted to fuck someone that looked like a guy, I'd be straight.
That's what I said about drag
Thank
queens.
Thank you. Holler. Oh, Lord. How do I get that sweaty jock back that I just put in the mail? Ew, who'd you send that to?
Oh, we need to talk about the hot straight guy from...
Oh, my God. Oh. This boy was so cute.
So cute.
Julian and I were just both, like, just our tongues...
Drooling.
And this guy had no idea that guys were even, like, even looking at him because he had some, like, chicks with him. And I guess he thought he was going to bang two lesbians or something. I don't know. But... Oh, yeah, he was so cute. I touched his butt.
Well, I brushed against him when I got a drink, and then when I was in the bathroom taking a leak, and he come up, and there's only two urinals, so he went to the other one. Of course, he turned it like a 60-degree angle toward the wall, so there was no humanly way possible.
And you had your head all the way up to the wall.
I could see anything,
wall, sure,
because
right?
I was looking, but no, saw nothing.
He was cute.
He was damn cute.
But I saw him first. I was like, Julian, look at that guy. He's
and I'm
so
like,
cute.
Dibs.
Yeah, and I was like, uh-uh, bitch, I saw him first. I'm gonna go carnival freak ass on you and scratch your eyes out.
I will scratch your eyes out.
What time is it? It's almost
4 o'clock, actually.
Almost 4 o'clock. So that means we gotta go, people.
It does mean we gotta go.
We've been here for an hour.
Yep.
I'll probably stay in the room for a little bit and chat if you guys want to do that. And, again, don't forget my birthday thing in Chicago if you're going to be around.
Team Julian needs a cigarette.
Yeah, before he goes a little cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
There was nothing else on your list that we need to talk about?
No.
Okay. Because we had a lot of stuff on there anyway. Bye, Big Fatty. I hope your gentleman caller treats you good, even though we make you fall asleep. Mm. Whatever.
Wipe down the sling when you get done with it.
Yeah. Ooh. God. Nasty. We should play a game called What Does Big Fatty Sling Smell Like? And I'm sure it would be bacon grease and ass. Well, and probably poppers.
You know something's got to be pig flavored in there.
Oh,
so.
God damn. He probably has a pig mask hanging off the top of it. And he probably has this little button on the wall. He goes, squeal like a pig.
Taylor
bacon, grease, and shame. It's a foul monkey's mask.
Oh, my God.
How much do we love bacon, grease, and ass?
Oh, my God.
That's so nasty. He probably feeds them, like, bacon bits, too, while they're doing it.
Throw it in their mouth and let them catch it.
Here, bitch. Open your mouth.
I think we should, yeah. Should leave on a high note here.
All right. Considering the first 23 minutes of the show, I slapped my ass off. You're smashing my smokes. All right,
everyone.
So give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And then,
or if you'd like to send me something directly, just email the Foul Monkeys link.
Email and I'll forward it.
He can forward it or I'll send you my personal email address.
Back. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We greatly appreciate it.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. And you can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Facebook under Ricky underscore Burton. And no, I think it's just Ricky Burton. And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys. So I guess this is it.
And you've downloaded episode 261.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we will be back next week.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.